This is NPR.
Thanks, Allison. A political deal to end post-election violence in Kenya is expected by tomorrow. UN Secretary General Kofi Annan says the two sides outlined a joint proposal for governance that's been largely agreed upon. Kenya's opposition has threatened mass protests unless a power-sharing agreement is put into the constitution. The McCain camp is on the defensive today. Advisors to GOP presidential hopeful John McCain are denying allegations that he once had a close relationship with a lobbyist whose clients had business before his Senate committee. The New York Times reports today that aides to McCain's presidential campaign in 2000 were so concerned about the relationship that they confronted McCain and the lobbyist, Vicki Eisman. But McCain's campaign spokeswoman disputes those claims. In a statement, she said McCain has never violated the public trust or done favors for special interests or lobbyists. Eisman has denied having a romantic relationship with McCain and says she never received any special treatment from the senator or his office. On the Democratic side of the presidential race, Senator Barack Obama has racked up another key endorsement, giving him a main line to working class voters. The Teamsters Union says Obama is their candidate for the Democratic nomination. Union President James Hoffa says he believes Obama can win.
Our polling indicates that there is an enthusiasm for him. I think it's going to grow. I think his candidacy is just starting to take off.
The Teamsters Union claims 1.4 million members and are expected to help get the vote out in upcoming primaries. Meanwhile, Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton are set to go head-to-head once more. The two candidates will square off in a debate tonight at the University of Texas in Austin. It's one of the two encounters the Democratic candidates will have before the crucial Ohio and Texas primaries March 4th. Here's NPR's Mara Liasson.
Tonight, the pressure is on Hillary Clinton to change the dynamic of the race. She's lost the last 10 contests to Obama and is now behind in money and delegates. Even the issue of electability, once seen as Clinton's strong suit, is shifting to Obama. In this week's Wisconsin primaries, exit polls showed more Democrats saying Obama has a better chance to beat John McCain in the fall. Yesterday, former President Bill Clinton said his wife must win both Ohio and Texas to have a chance at winning the nomination. In tonight's debate, Senator Clinton may repeat some of the arguments she's been making against her opponent on the campaign trail. She's accused Obama of inexperience, plagiarism, and not agreeing to enough debates.
NPR's Mara Liasson reporting there. And an elite private university education is getting much cheaper these days, even free. That's right, free. Starting next year, Stanford University says it will offer free tuition to middle-class students whose parents make less than $100,000 a year. And students who come from low-income families will be able to have room and board covered as well as tuition. Tuition at the school is currently $36,000 a year. Still, the hardest part about going to Stanford may be getting in. Last year, the school accepted only 11% of all applicants. That's the news, and it's always online at npr.org.
This is NPR.